نستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة إلا من أبى. قيل: ومن يأبى يا رسول الله؟ قال: من أطاعني دخل الجنة ومن عصاني فقد أبى، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, as Muslims, as reciters of kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is an inherent requisite and requirement of the iman which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, that should cause us to become very concerned and worried by the very difficult and trying phase or period through which the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam globally is passing through. Almost every day we are bombarded with news of atrocity, of persecution, of hardship, of difficulty, of trial, of tribulation that is being meted out, experienced by some section of the ummah in some corner of the globe. One scholar puts it quite succinctly. He says that such is the level of suffering of this ummah, that one feels that if even the rocks and the stones had eyes, they also would begin to cry to witness the pitiable situation that has befallen the ummah of the most beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the cause of greater concern is that if this ummah is weighed in the light of Quran and Hadith, in the light of the annals of the history of the achievement of this ummah, the great, great promises which Allah has made with regards to this ummah. If you look in Quran, وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِنَّا لَنَنْصُرُ رُسُلَنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْأَشْهَادُ وعد الله الذين آمنوا منكم وعملوا الصالحات لنستخلفنهم في الأرض ولو أن أهل القرى آمنوا واتقوا لفتحنا عليهم بركات من السماء والأرض ولله العزة ولرسوله وللمؤمنين ولكن المنافقين لا يعلمون من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah has promised barakat and blessings of the heavens and the earth for this ummah, the special help and nusrat of Allah for this ummah, superiority for this ummah, vicegerency of this earth for this ummah, respect and dignity and honor and status for Allah, His Rasul, and this ummah, hayatan tayyiba, pure life for this ummah. If one looks away from the pages of Quran at the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wa inna hadhihi ummatun marhuma, this is that ummat upon which the special and selected mercies of Allah are descending. Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi rahmatullah alayhi, he mentions the riwayat that Abul Bashar, Adam alayhi salam, said with regards to this ummah, إن الله تعالى أعطى أمة محمد أربع كرامات ما أعطانيها. That Allah blessed the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with four distinctions that I, the father of humanity, was deprived of. Inna qubula tawbati kana bi Makkah wa Ummah Muhammad ya'asuna fi kulli makan fayataqabbalu Allahu tawbatahum. He said, I made a mistake. 40 years of crying, Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Finally, Allah accepted his repentance in Makkah. The Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will sin in the four corners of the globe and Allah will accept the tawbah. Inni kuntu fil jannah falamma asayt ja'alani Allahu uryanan wa Ummah Muhammad ya'asuna uratan fayulbisuhumullah. He says, I was in Jannat, I made a mistake. Allah stripped me of the clothes of Jannat. They had to cover themselves using the leaves of the trees. The Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will sin in a naked state and Allah will give them clothes to wear. Inni kuntu fil jannah falamma asayt furriqa bayni wa bayna imrati wa Ummah of Muhammad ya'asuna wa la yufarriquna baynahum wa bayna azwajihim. I was in Jannat, I made a mistake. Allah separated me from my spouse, from my wife. The Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will sin and sin, but they will not be separated from their wives. Inni kuntu fil jannah فلما عصيت أخرجني الله منها وأمة محمد يعصون خارج الجنة فيدخلونها بالتوبة. I was in Jannat, I made a mistake. Allah took me out of Jannat. The Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will send outside Jannat and Allah will put them into Jannat because of the tawbah. Musa alayhi salam, Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi rahmatullah alayhi, mentions the riwayat. Jaleel al-Qadr, Nabi of Allah, he addresses Allah, Ya Rabbi, inni ajidu fil alwahi ummatan, humu shafi'un, wa humu mushaffa'una yawm al-qiyamah, faj'alhum ummati. He says, O my Allah, in the scripts or the scrolls that were revealed to me, I find mention of an ummat, who you will give this distinction that they will intercede on behalf of others on the day of judgment and you will accept their intercession. Make this my ummah. Allah responds, Hum ummatu Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No, Musa, this distinction has been reserved for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi, inni ajidu fil alwahi ummatan. Ana jiluhum fi sudurihim yaqra'una zahran. Faj'alhum ummati. Again he entreats, Ya O my Allah, I find in the scriptures that were revealed to me, mention of an ummat, their Quran, their revealed book, miraculously they will by heart it in its entirety. And they will recite it from memory. This is that promise of Allah, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. Allah says, we made this Quran easy for you. This was that system which Allah put into place to protect the Quran, which was given to the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 14 centuries ago revealed. At that time, what did Allah say? Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Verily we have revealed this Quran. Interestingly, Allah does not use the word Quran. Allah says al-dhikr, the admonishment, the reminder. We have revealed this Quran and we will protect it. In the 1940s, a group of Germans got together. They collected a few manuscripts of the Bible and they started comparing it. They found discrepancies in each of the manuscripts. Historically, it is recorded at that time they collected exhaustively. They collected 40,000 different manuscripts of the Quran from the entire world. When they compared it, they found to their utter astonishment, letter for letter, harf for harf, there was not one discrepancy in any manuscript of the Quran. This is that miracle of the Quran, living miracle, which Allah 14 centuries ago was revealed. We revealed this Quran and we will protect it. Musa alayhi salam, several thousand years before this ummah could come into existence, he's saying to Allah, Ya Allah, an ummah is coming, they will recite their Quran by heart. Make this my ummah. Allah says, this is the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again he entreats, Ya Rabbi, inni ajidu fil alwahi ummatan yadkhuluna aljannata minhum sab'una alfan bighayri hisab faj'alhum ummati. O my Allah, I find in the scripts or the scrolls that were revealed to me mention of an ummah, 70,000 of them will enter Jannah without reckoning. Make this my ummah. Qala hum ummatu Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, no Musa, this is the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again he entreats, Ya Rabbi, inni ajidu fil alwahi ummatan idha hamma ahaduhum bisayya falam ya'malha lam yuktab alayhi shay wa in amilaha kutibat alayhi sayyatun wahida wa idha hamma ahaduhum bihasana falam ya'malha kutibat lahu hasanatun wahida wa idha amilaha kutibat lahu ashru amthalihi ila 700 فَجْعَلْهُمْ أُمَّتِي. He says, oh my Allah, I am reading in the scripts revealed to me, an ummah is going to come. If one of them has to intend to do wrong, to break your command, to commit guna, if he makes intention, you will not write down anything. If he does the wrong, it will be written down as one wrong. If they decide, make intention to do a good deed, just on the intention, you will give them the full reward of that deed. If they actually carry that deed out, then you will give them from 10 times to 700 times to more than 700 times the reward. Oh my Allah, make this my ummah. Allah says, hum ummatu Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No Musa, this is the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again he entreats, Ya Rabbi, inni ajidu fil alwahi ummatan kaffaratu khatayahum as-salawatul khams faj'alhum ummati. He says, oh my Allah, I find in the scriptures, the scrolls that were revealed to me, mention of an ummah to come. They will make 5 times salah a day. Listen to this with the ears of iman, my respected brothers. This is a great Nabi of Allah mentioning the sifat and attributes of this ummah. 5 times salah will be their shiar, their symbol. Nowadays, Jummah time, what happens? The masjid is full, packed. You can't find space. One wonders where this populace came from. After salah, the brother is leaving the masjid, tap him on the shoulder silently. He will turn round, garner his attention. Ask him, bhai, brother, tell me, next week Jummah Salah, are you coming? He will say, how can you ask me such an insulting question? Of course. And then in an even lower voice, ask him, bhai, Asr Salah, are you coming? He'll say, inshallah, make dua. The masjid is brimming at the time of Jummah. The next Salah after that, what is the situation of the masjid? This is that command of Allah, that command of Allah, Isa alayhi salam. From the cradle, فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ قَالُوا كَيْفَ نُكَلِّمُ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الْمَهْدِ الصَّبِيَّةِ. Maryam pointed to the baby when they questioned her about the existence of this child. And they tried to blaspheme against her. She pointed to the child. And from the cradle, Allah gave the baby Isa alayhi salam the ability, mu'jiza, miracle to speak. What did he say? What was the first message of this Nabi of Allah? Inni abdullah atani al-kitab waja'alani nabiyya waja'alani mubarakan aynama kuntu wa awsani bis-salati waz-zakati ma dumtu hayya. I am Allah's slave. I am the Nabi of Allah. Allah has given me a revealed book. Allah has commanded me with salah. Maryam alayhi salam, Ya Maryam uqnuti wasjudi warka'i ma'ar raki'een. Ismail alayhi salam, wa kana ya'muru ahlahu bis salati wa zakah. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, commanded by Allah, aqim is salah, fa'idha faragta fansab, wa ila rabbika farghab. And the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not 1 time, not 2 times, not 3 times, not 4 times, not 5 times, not 6 times, not 7 times, not 8 times, not 9 times, 10 times. Aqeemu salah, 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 aqeemu salah. Quran is shouting out as if the mountain is telling us, as if the ground is telling us, as if the sky is telling us, as if the atmosphere around us is commanding us, establish salah, establish salah. And the Nabi of this ummah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, leaning with his head against the chest of our mother, Aisha Ummul Mumineen radiallahu anha, the last gasp of life, the breath is breaking from the body of our Nabi. Everything was given for this ummah. At that last moment, what is he exhorting his ummah? As-salah. As-salah, as-salah, wa ma malakat aymanukum. O my ummah, guard your salah, guard the right of the subordinates, until finally there was no breath left. It was at the last gasp of his life. As-salah, 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 Allahumma al-rafiq al-a'la. O my ummah, your salah, O my ummah, guard your salah. And 95% of the believing ummah is away from the masjid. We have taken an axe, we have taken an axe and struck it at our own foot. One salah, wallah, my respected brothers, wallah. If one person, if this whole world had to turn, if this 24,000 kilometer ball of the earth had to turn into gold, if the seas had to turn into gold, if the skies had to turn into gold, and one person had to become the owner of all this, and he misses one salah, by the qasam of my Allah, the combined wealth of this world will not ransom the one salah. Such a command, such a gift was given to the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Daniel alayhi salam, Qatada mentions the riwayat, ذُكِرَ لَنَا أَنَّ دَانِيَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ قَالَ نَعَتَ أُمَّةَ مُحَمَّدْ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. That Daniel alayhi salam praised the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this manner, that he said that this Ummah was given such a salah. لَوْ صَلَّاهَا قَوْمُ نُوحٍ مَا غُرِقُوا وَلَوْ صَلَّاهَا قَوْمُ عَادٍ أَوْ قَوْمُ ثَمُودٍ مَا أُرْسِلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الرِّيحَ الْعَقِيمَ وَمَا أَخَذَتْهُمُ السَّيْحَةُ. This Ummah was given such a salah that if the same salah was given to the Ummah of Nuh alayhi salam, they would never have drowned. If Qawm Aad, if Qawm Thamud was given the salah that the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam was given, that azab of Allah which befell those nations would never have befallen them. Oh my Allah, I find in the scripts revealed to me mention of an Ummah to come, they will perform 5 times daily salah. And what will happen? What will happen? Oh my Allah, you will make them sinless. You will wipe away their sins. You will wipe away their sins. فَجْعَلْهُمْ أُمَّتِي. Make this my ummah. Allah says, أُمَّةُ مُحَمَّدْ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. O Musa, that distinction and honor has been reserved for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jaleelul Qadr, Nabi of Allah, again he entreats, Ya Rabbi, inni ajidu fil alwahi ummatan hum khayrul umam ya'muruna bil ma'roof wa yanhawna anil munkar faj'alhum ummati. O my Rabb, I find in the scriptures, the scrolls that were revealed to me, mention of an ummah to come, they will be the best of every ummah. They will be the best of every ummah. Why? Why? Because they will enjoin good and forbid evil. They will carry out the task of Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam. Amad bil ma'roof and nahi anil munkar, the establishment of Allah's deen will be the shi'ar and symbol of this ummah. Make this my ummah. Allah reveals to Musa alayhi salam, hum ummatu Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such maqam, such status, the Bani Israel, the Ummah of Musa alayhi salam, 40 years they had to live in the desert. A desert is synonymous with what? With intense heat, with lack of supplies, lack of vegetation, lack of worldly means. What does Allah do for the Ummah of Musa alayhi salam? Allah sends down man and salwa from Jannah to this earth for that Ummah, to protect them from the intense heat of the sun as the sun would rise. This ummah was given cloud cover. Naturally, Musa alayhi salam, having witnessed the resplendent manner in which Allah blessed his ummah, he addresses Allah. هل من الأمم أفضل عليك من أمتي؟ ظللت عليهم الغمام وأنزلت عليهم المن والسلوى. He says, Oh my Allah, You gave my ummah cloud cover from the sun. You send down man and salwa from Jannat to this earth for my ummah. Tell me, is there any other ummah more beloved in your eyes than this ummah? Is there any other ummah more virtuous than this ummah? What does Allah say? Ya Musa, ama alimta anna fadla ummati Ahmad ala sa'iril umam ka fadli ala khalqi. To appreciate this response, understand it by way of example. If you ask somebody, "Bhai, tell me, can you compare Khaliq with Makhluq? Can you compare the Creator with the created?" Even a simpleton, a person of minimal intellect will tell you, to even endeavor or attempt such a comparison is foolishness. There's no grounds or basis by which you can compare Khaliq with Makhluq, creation with the Creator. Allah Ta'ala says to Musa alayhi salam, just as it is impossible to compare me with my creation, it is impossible to compare any other ummah with the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such an ummah, if you look at the annals of the history of the achievement of this ummah, by the time the Khilafat of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu came, 2 to 12 years after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Islam had spread to 2,200,000 square miles. 4,000 jamia masjids were established. 70 or 80 years later, two-thirds of the known world were enveloped with the light and the nur of Islam. My respected brothers, turn our eyes away from the pages of Quran, away from the pages of Ahadith, away from the riwayat, away from the annals of the history of the achievement of this ummah, and look at the miserable, pitiable, humiliating picture that this ummah today presents. One wonders, is this the same ummah that Quran is praising? Is this the same ummah that was mentioned in the scriptures that were revealed in the past? Is this the same ummah that achieved what is historically recorded was achieved by this ummah? Let us understand, Allah's promises are haqq. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدَلًا لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزْلِ كِتَابٌ أُحْكِمَتْ آيَاتُهُ ثُمَّ فُصِّلَتْ مِنْ لَدُنْ حَكِيمٍ خَبِيرٍ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. There is absolutely no doubt in the kalam of Allah. There is absolutely no doubt in the promises of Allah. What promises Allah made with regards to this ummah are haq, they are true, they are on their position. But those promises are mashroot. There are conditions that are linked and attached to those promises. This ummah has to fulfill the shara'it and the conditions which Allah has placed. Deen is not cheap. Deen didn't just come like that. Allah in the Quran, what does Allah say? Alif Lam Mim. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Allah poses a rhetorical question. Then what do the people think? أَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ, what do you think? أَنْ يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا, that you will say آمَنَّا, that we will bless you with iman. What is iman? What is this kalima? Miftahul Jannah, Miftahul Jannah, Shahadatu an la ilaha illallah. The key to Jannah, the key to eternal happiness, the key to paradise, the key to that place which my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described, مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذْنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. He said, Allah says, أعددت لعباد الصالحين. I have prepared for my obedient slaves such a jannat in which there are things which no eye has ever seen, no ear has ever heard. Sight is still limited. Hearing is still limited. There is one faculty of insan, this human being, Allah has placed no limitation on. That is the imaginative ability of this human being. This is one horse, there is no rein for it. A person sitting here can imagine whatever he wants, there's no limit. The riwayat, it comes the lowest jannati. Time is limited, the riwayat is lengthy, just one section I'm mentioning. Allah will say to the lowest jannati when he enters jannat, tamanna, desire. Desire, imagine whatever you want. If we are given an opportunity, I'm giving you 5 minutes, imagine whatever you want, I will give it to you. In 5 minutes, what and what a person can imagine. I want this, I want that. No limit. How long will Allah give this lowest jannati? Lowest jannati. Allah will give him 3 days and 3 nights. To imagine and ask for whatever he wants. He will ask and ask and ask and ask and ask. And Allah will give and grant and grant and grant and grant. Until finally, his imaginative ability will come to an end. He will run out of things to imagine or ask for. He will run out of requests. And what will Allah say to him? قَدْ رَضِيتُ بِدُونِ مَا يَحِقُّ لَكُمْ. You have become content with less than that which I wanted to give you. Never mind. I will give you whatever you asked, and I will give you that which you didn't ask also. وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. No mind has ever imagined what Allah has prepared in Jannah. Such a Jannah. The key to that, Allah says, what do the people think? That you will say, Amanna, we gave you La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Wahum la yuftanoon, and you will not be tested? That there is no price tag? Entry to Jannah is just like that? Recite kalima and jannat ka chekedar ban gaya. Ibrahim bin Adam rahimahullah. Once he was using a public toilet, there was somebody standing at the entrance, say, bhai, you have to pay a few, whatever the currency was at that time, a few pennies, to use the facilities. This wali of Allah, friend of Allah, he starts crying. The man looks at him and says, why are you crying? Just requested a few pennies to use the facilities. He says, this is the home of filth, najasat, shayateen. I can't enter here for free. How am I going to enter Allah's jannat for free? أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا وَيَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Allah says, do you think that we will give you iman, we will bless you with the shahadat, and you won't be tested? وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. We tested the nations of the past. Understand, my respected brothers, halat and conditions in this world, trials, tribulation, persecution are not necessarily an indication that Allah has forsaken us or that Allah's azab has come upon us. No. Even the people of haq, the people of iman, the people of the truth were tested. In the Quran 25, from the galaxy of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, in one riwayat it is mentioned there were 120,000 Anbiya alayhi salam. One riwayat 200,000, whatever the number Allah knows best. But amongst the galaxy of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, 25 Anbiya were given this distinction that their names were mentioned in the Quran. Amongst the select group of 25, there is a further distinction in the Arabic language. When you address someone directly, you use the prefix Ya, which is called Harfe Nida. Allah addressed 8 Nabis directly by their names in the Quran. يا آدم اسكن أنت وزوجك الجنة، وقيل يا نوح اهبط بسلام منا، وناديناه أي يا إبراهيم، وما تلك بيمينك يا موسى، يا زكريا إنا نبشرك بغلام، يا يحيى خذ الكتاب بقوة، يا داود إنا جعلناك خليفة، يا عيسى بن مريم أنت قلت للناس. 8 نبيز addressed directly by their names. In the select group of 8 there is a further distinction. There is only one pair of father and son, Zakaria and Yahya alayhim as-salam. Father and son addressed directly by Allah in the Quran. Yet in this world, they were tested to such an extent that Zakaria alayhi salam's body was cut into two pieces. Yahya alayhi salam was made to lie down like a sheep in the court of the Roman king, and the head of this Nabi was cut off. These were the chosen of Allah, the beloved of Allah. People of haq, people of iman. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one occasion, he's leaning against Kaabatullah. He's approached by few sahaba. Sahaba whose names were synonymous with hardship, with persecution, with trial, with difficulty. Bilal al-Habshi radiallahu ta'ala, who whipped at night, with the open wounds made to lie on the burning sand of the desert, rock would be placed on his chest and he would be dragged through the gullies and alleys of Makkah. Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu ta'ala, and his whole family, Ammar, his father Yasir, mother Sumayya radiallahu ta'ala, and whom, burning coals would be used to torture this family. Hazrat Yusuf Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, his Hayat al-Sahaba, he mentions the incident that on one occasion Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by this family. They were being tortured with fire. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam addressed the fire and he said, Ya Nar, Kuni, Bardan wa Salaman ala Ali Yasir, Kama Kanat ala Ibrahim alayhi salam. Then, O fire, become a source of coolness and comfort to the family of Yasir as you were to Ibrahim alayhi salam. He would address this family, Sabran, Ya Ala Yasir, Fa inna mu'idakum al Jannah. Then, O family of Yasir, make sabr. Allah has promised you Jannat in return for this difficulty. Sahaba of that level, they approach Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ala tastansiru lana, ala tad'u lana. Oh my beloved Nabi, how much more must we suffer? How much longer is the persecution going to go on? Why don't you make dua to Allah? Why don't you entreat Allah for His help? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was leaning against the Kaaba. When he hears this, he gets up. He says, Yu'ta fi man kana qablakum, O my sahaba. In the nations of the past, people of haq, people of iman were tested. Humilu ala al-akhshab. Some were crucified. Nushiru bil manashir. Some their bodies were cut into pieces. Wa yumshatu bi amshatil hadidi ma duna lahmihi wa idamihi. Human beings, metal rods were used to separate the flesh from the bones of their bodies. As yet, this level of persecution and hardship has not befallen you. Halat and conditions in this world are not necessarily an indication that Allah has forsaken us. This is Allah's sunnah. The nations of the past were tested. We also will be tested. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. We tested the nations of the past. You also will be tested. And what is the underlying wisdom? What is the underlying wisdom? فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Halat and conditions, my respected brothers, is not, I am reiterating this, is not an indication that Allah has forsaken us. What is Quran telling us? إِنَّ الْقُوَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا لِلَّهِ الْأَمْرُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَمِنْ بَعْدُ ألا له الخلق والأمر ما يفتح الله للناس من رحمة فلا ممسك لها وما يمسك فلا مرسل له من بعده إن يمسسك الله بضر فلا كاشف له إلا هو وإن يردك بخير فلا راد لفضله. All these verses I've recited and many more verses, one principle, unequivocal message Quran is giving us, that no nation on this earth is raised up or brought down. No nation is granted dignity or honor or faces the bitterness of defeat and hardship and difficulty except with the permission and qudrat of Allah. The kingdom and dominion of this earth does not belong to any government. It does not belong to any army or technology. لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا راد لما قضيت. What Allah wants to give, no one can withhold. What Allah withholds, no one can give. If Allah decides mercy for a nation, no other nation in this world can withhold the decision of Allah. And if Allah decides hardship for a people, no nation in this world can stop what Allah has willed happening. Halat and conditions in this world, unfortunately, when faced with this dilemma, what has brought about the downfall of this ummah? We are looking in which direction? What are we blaming? Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali puts it beautifully. He says, Aaj ummat pareshani mein hai, aur is pareshani se nikalne ke liye, aise raaste istemal kar rahe, jisse pareshani barhta hai. He says, the ummat is in a plight, in a malady, in a difficulty, in a problem, and it is trying to address its problem in those avenues which will in fact exacerbate and worsen its problem. Any attempt to address the conditions facing this ummah, having removed Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam from the equation, by the qasam of my Allah, will not solve any problem. It will worsen the problem that the ummah is facing. Allah says, we will test you. And what is the underlying wisdom? فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. We will make it apparent. We will make it zahir. We will make it known. Who are the truthful ones? And who are the liars? صادق فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. صادق and كاذب. Truthful and liars in what? In this declaration, آمَنَّا. When you say that I am reciter of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what does this mean? This is a covenant, this is an oath. Ulama say kalima tawheed apne marzi ke salam hone ka iqrar hai. Then what are you saying? You are taking a pledge and an oath, a covenant with Allah, that from this day onwards, whatever I see, whatever I hear, whatever my logic processes tell me, whatever the batil propaganda machinery of the media, whether printed or electronic, 24 hours of the day is espousing, whatever ideology that is being advocated by the so-called educational institutes of this world, the schools, the universities, whatever, wherever, from whatever direction, I am prepared to belie all that, and I've handed myself over to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, we will test you. And what is the yardstick? What is the thermometer? What is the barometer? What is the gradient by which Allah will test us? Nothing, nothing, nothing else but Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لو استفتحوني كل باب وجاؤوني من كل طريق لأفتح عليهم إلا أن يدخلوا وراءك يا حبيبي يا محمد. If they open every road, if they open every door and they come on every road, I will never grant them entrance into my court. I will never grant them my mercy. I will never grant them my forgiveness, except that they do not come upon your road, O my beloved, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, we will test you. One is lip service. I have handed myself over to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is lip service. I am Ashik Rasul. If you want to understand what is ishq, if you want to understand what is muhabbat, if you want to understand what is love and allegiance for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then my respected brothers, we have to turn the clock 14 centuries back to that jamaat and that group which Quran has placed the stamp, the seal upon them. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. They were pleased with Allah. Allah was pleased with them. Ashabu Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One incident
A Sahabi declares his love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is the sabak? What is the lesson? Aisha radiallahu anha, our mother, is the narrator of this incident. Jaa rajulun ila an-nabiy sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Faqala wallahi ya Rasulullah, innaka la ahabbu ilayya min nafsi, wa innaka la ahabbu ilayya min mali, wa innaka la ahabbu ilayya min wuldi, wa inni la akunu fil bayt, fa adhkuruka, fama asbiru hatta atika fa andura ilayk.
She says, when Sahabi comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and look at the manner that he addresses him, he says, Ya Rasulullah, I take Allah's qasam. I take an oath on Allah that I love you more than my own life. I love you more than my wealth. I love you more than my family and than my children. Sometimes I'm sitting at home, the thought of you enters my heart. Ya Rasulullah, my sleep becomes haram. My food becomes haram. I am restless until I do not come and cool my heart by looking at your noble countenance. Today a troubling thought occurred to me. وَإِذْ ذَكَرْتُ مَوْتِي وَمَوْتَكَ عَرَفْتُ أَنَّكَ إِذَا مِتَّ رُفِعْتَ مَعَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَإِنِّي إِذْ دَخَلْتُ الْجَنَّةَ خَشِيتُ أَلَّا أَرَاكَ. What was the troubling thought? That the life of this world is ephemeral. It is temporary. Ya Rasulullah, you will make parda from this world. I also will die. Allah will grant you the highest echelons of paradise of Jannah. If Allah grants me entry into Jannah, I fear because of your status, I will be deprived of being able to look at you in Jannah. What is he saying? Analyze this, my respected. What is he saying? He says, Ya Rasulullah, Jannat cannot be Jannat if I cannot see you. Paradise cannot be paradise if I am not with you. So what is he asking? Ya Rasulullah, give me some nuskha. Show me some way, a prescription by which I can be with you in dunya also and by which I can be with you in Jannat also. وَلَمْ يُرِدْ عَلَيْهِ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Allah's Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم momentarily was silenced. This declaration of ishq and muhabbat of the sahabi reaches the arsh of Allah. Jibreel is sent. Hatta nazala Jibreel bihadi al-aya. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. Before I translate, understand the veracity of this, my respected brothers. What is this sahabi saying? Show me a way. Show me a way. I can be with you in dunya. I can be with you in Jannah also. What does Quran say? What does Allah say? Quran equates muhabbat with itaat. Quran equates muhabbat with itaat. Quran equates love with obedience. I love you. I want to be with you in Jannah. What does Allah say? وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ. The one who will obey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The one who will obey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One youngster, Talha bin Bara radiallahu ta'ala, a youngster. He comes in the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Such is his love. He rushes towards the Nabi of Allah. Starts kissing the Mubarak body of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rasulullah, I love you. Ya Rasulullah, I love you. Ya Rasulullah, I love you. Kissing the body of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then what does this youngster say? Sahaba understood the dictate of love. They understood the requirement of ishq and muhabbat. Ya Rasulullah, I love you. So what? What does he say? He says, Murni bima ahbab. وَلَا أَعْصِي لَكَ أَمْرًا. Command me with whatever you want, I will never disobey you. Command me with whatever you want, I will never This is ish. This is muhabbat. Not the name Ghulam Muhammad. Few nazams, few naats. Declaration, I'm Ashiqa Rasul, and from head to toe, absolutely no resemblance to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Neither in action, nor in conduct. Each time the mouth opens, what comes out? Allegiance to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam or something else? Where is love? Where is ishq? Where is allegiance? Where is muhabbat today? Ya Rasulullah, command me with whatever you want. I will never disobey you. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam to test the veracity of this declaration of love of the sahabi.
This youngster was known for his service to his parents. So what does Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? Idhab faqtul abaq. Go and bring me the head of your father. There's absolutely no logic in this request. It doesn't make sense. Bring me the head of your father. But the Sahaba were not enlightened thinkers of the 14th century of Islam like you and I, that try to place logical interpretation on Quran and Hadith. 99% of the time, the nafs doesn't want to accept it, so we try to explain it away with some logic. Bring me the head of your father. No questions asked. The sword is already out and the youngster is moving. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Mahlan, mahlan, wait by. Ama inni lamubath bi qatiyati rahim. Allah has not sent me with the severing of family ties. I was just testing you. The same youngster becomes ill, terminally ill. In and out of consciousness, late at night, Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam goes for his iyadat. Goes to visit him. At that time he's unconscious. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says to his family, I fear he will not last the night. If he passes away, send for me, I will perform his janazah salah. Saying this, he goes away. When the youngster recovers, straight away, he senses that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had been there. He says, I sense that my beloved was here. They say, yes, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to visit you. What did my Nabi say? They said that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that if you pass away, we must send for him. He will perform your janazah salah. Look at the consideration. Look at the love. He says, no. There are Jews living in this locality. I fear in the darkness of the night they may harm my Nabi. Do not send for him if I pass away tonight. Bury me. Tomorrow inform my Nabi. The next day when the news reaches Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that Sahabi passed away that night, Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam rushes to the grave of Talha bin Bara radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Thamara muhabbat, recompense and return of true love and ishq and muhabbat. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stands at the grave of the Sahabi. He raises his hands. Allahumma ilqa Talha tadhaku ilayk wa huwa yadhaku ilayk. Oh my Allah, tomorrow on the day of judgment, when you meet the Sahabi of mine, let it be that you are smiling at him and he is smiling at you. Let it be that you are smiling at him and he is smiling at you. This was true ish, true muhabbat. That Nabi who finished himself for us. No father cried for his child, no mother cried for a child like how Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam cried for this ummah. No stone left unturned. Such halat, such persecution came upon him for the sake of this ummah. Where is our allegiance today? Where is our loyalty today? Look around us, my respected brothers, who are our youth following? Who have they made their imams? Cry tears of blood when you go into a masjid and look at that youngster wearing a t-shirt advertising some sports team or some pop star, or some film personality. Youngster says, I want to commit suicide. He's overtaken with grief. Why? What happened? My soccer team lost. When on our doorstep, this ummah is being slaughtered. When our doorstep, there are our mothers and our sisters that have lost their homes. When on our doorstep there are little babies of this ummah that are clinging to the breasts of their mothers and those breasts are dry. And in that state of hunger they are falling asleep, people of Iman. And we are worried about some sports team or some entertainment. Made our Imams who? People whose every day is in sharab and every night is in zina. This ummah is idolizing them. And that Nabi who finished himself for us. That Nabi will have no stone unturned for the sake of the ummah. Juma Salah youngsters with open hair. Hair open. Does it come in Bukhari? Does it come in Muslim? Where's the Dalil? My respected brothers, my Nabi never came bareheaded in public except on one occasion. Where is the jazba? Where is the zeal? Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. He's walking. He trips. There's nothing there. He pretended as if he tripped. He says to Nafir, do you know why I tripped? He says, why? He said, when I passed several years ago the same position, my Nabi tripped here. Theirs was not a logical Islam. Theirs was an Islam of Ishq and Muhabbat. They knew what Ashik and Rasul meant. That Nabi, even in his Qabr Sharif in Madinah Munawwara, not ordinary Mu'arikheen, but Mu'arikheen of the caliber of Ibn Kathir Rahimullah, Imam Nawawi Rahimullah, they mentioned this incident on their authority, I'm mentioning it. One Bedouin comes to the Qabr Mubarak of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He says, Ya Rasulullah, Allah Ta'ala has said in His Quran, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. Allah says in His Quran that if they have oppressed themselves, if they have spent the life of sins, and then they come to you, my Nabi, they ask Allah for forgiveness, and you ask forgiveness on their behalf, لَوَجَدُ اللَّهَ تَوَّابَ الرَّحِيمًا, they will find Allah very forgiving, very merciful. جِئْتُكَ مُقِرًّا بِذُنُوبِي مُسْتَشْفِيًا بِكَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي. He says, I have come to you with the blackness of my soul, with a life of oppression, with a life of Allah's disobedience. I am asking Allah to forgive me, and I am asking you to seek forgiveness on my behalf and intercede for me. And then look at the manner in which he praises Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those that are observant up till today on the two pillars on the side of the Qabr Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the first two couplets of what this Bedouin recited are written. Ya khayra man dufinat bilqa'i azamuhu fataba min tibihin alqa'u wal akamu nafs alfida'u liqabrin anta sakinuhu fihi alafafu wa fihi aljud wal karamu أنت الشفيع الذي ترجى شفاعته على الصراط إذا ما زلت القدم وصاحباك لا أنساهما أبدا مني السلام عليكم وما جرى القلم. He says, oh, that personality who when he was above the ground, the whole world was fragranced. And when he went beneath the ground, underneath the ground became fragranced. May my life be sacrificed upon that qabr in which you are residing. Because with you is your generosity, and with you is your kindness. Anta shafi'u alladhi turja shafa'atuhu. Aap hai wo zat. You are that personality without whose intercession I will never be able to cross the sirat, the bridge over Jahannam. And your two companions, Abu Bakr and Umar, let me not forget them also. On one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam enters the masjid. Right hand side is Abu Bakr, left hand side is Umar. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam holds the hand of both of them, raises it up like this, and says, Hakadha nuhsharu yawm al-qiyamah. Exactly like this, Allah will raise us on the day of judgment. He says, let me not forget your two companions, Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhuma. How beautifully he says. He says, may my salams descend on all of you as long as the pens will write, that is till eternity. Saying this, he wipes his tears and he goes away. Atabi Rahimullah is sitting nearby. All of a sudden he dozes off. He makes ziyarat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his dream. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to him, Atabi, adrik al-arab. Go and find that Bedouin and tell him that Allah has made his maghfirat. Allah has made his maghfirat. Ask ourselves the question, my respected brothers. Mondays and Thursdays, when the amal of this ummah are presented to that Mubarak Ruh in Madinah Munawwara. Are we a source of coolness to him? Are we a source of coolness and comfort to him? Or are we a source of dukh and pain to our Nabi? No stone he left unturned for the sake of the Ummah. Verbal declaration of ishq and muhabbat is easy. Quranic nuskha, what is Allah saying? Obey Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Come on the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is Quranic nuskha, Nabawi nuskha. Amongst the galaxy of Sahaba, there is one Sahabi that has a special distinction. Then Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed him directly and said, Wallahi inni uhibbuk. He addressed him directly and said, I love you. Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala who has this distinction. Then Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed him directly and said, inni uhibbuk. Yet 6 months before the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends Mu'az in the path of Allah to Yemen for da'wat and tabligh. Normally when we are sending someone off on a journey, dispatching someone, we'll accompany them to the door or to the car. Such is the bond of love and affection between Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and one sahabi. He's sending him off to Yemen. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is walking on the ground. Mu'az bin Jabal is on the camel. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is holding the rein of the camel, walking 7 kilometers. Right up till Juruf, making al-wida with one sahabi. Finally, when he reaches Juruf, he addresses him, Ya Mu'az, asa Allah talqani ba'da aami hadha, wa la'allaka tamurru bi masjidi hadha wa bi qabri. Then, O Mu'az, after this year you will see me no more. When you come back to Madinah Munawwara, you will not find me. You will find my masjid, you will find my qabr. فَبَكَى مُعَاذْ جَشْعًا لِفِرَاقِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Mu'az burst into tears over the pain of separation from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam averts his gaze from Mu'az, looks towards Madinah Munawwara. Why? Because if Mu'az could see the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would see the tears rolling down his cheeks, and this would exacerbate and worsen his grief. So he averts his gaze, he says, Ya Mu'az la tabki. O Mu'az, do not cry. O Mu'az, do not cry. Then what does he say? Inna awla an-nasi bi al-muttaqoon man kanu wa haythu kanu. Inna awla an-nasi bi al-muttaqoon man kanu wa haythu kanu. Mu'az, physically you are leaving me. Today is our al-wida. When you come back to Medina, you will not find me. But what does he say to him? What is the Nabawi nuskha? O Mu'az, wherever you are, not only Mu'az, any ummati till qiyamat, man kanu wa haythu kanu, whoever it is, wherever you are, you will be close to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in dunya and in akhirat. When? If you will come unto taqwa. If you will come unto taqwa, if you will come unto the day of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, unto the night of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, unto the fikr, unto the dard, unto the pain of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu goes to Yemen. He addresses the people of Yemen. What does he say to them? Ya ahl al-Yemen, ya ahl al-Yemen, O people of Yemen, أنا رسول رسول الله إليكم. I am the Rasul of the Rasul of Allah who has been sent to you. I am the messenger of the messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has been sent to you. No other ummah was given this distinction of saying this, Ana Rasulu Rasulillah. Ulama explain, Rasulullah, what does it mean? Messenger of Allah. What is the amal that is the misdaq of this? What is the amal that is the attestation of Rasulullah, of Messenger of Allah? What is the amal, the legacy of the rahmat and mercy of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It is the amal of da'wat and tabligh. Da'wat and tabligh, the dard, the pain, the cry of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was his day, this was his night. Everything was placed on the mantle of sacrifice and qurbani with one concern, one worry, how one person can be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannat. My Nabi is sitting with Sahaba, a janaza passes, Allah's Rasul starts crying. Sahaba say, Ya Rasulullah, alasta Yahudiyan, is it not the janaza of a Jew? Is it not the janaza of a Jew? How are you crying? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what does he say? He says, alaysat nafsun tafallatat minni? Is it not an ummati of mine that I have lost? Is it not one human being that is going to Jahannam forever and ever? It comes in the riwayat that a kafir, when he dies on kufr, 99 black serpents attach themselves to his body and they will continue biting him till qiyamah. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Jannat, he saw Jahannam. Sahaba say his worry for humanity, ghazirun ka ghazir al-mirjal, the sound of a boiling kettle would come from the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My respected brothers, time is limited, we have run out of time. Understand, my respected brothers, Allah give us the understanding. Our ittiba and our emulation of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam can never be complete, can never be complete, can never be complete unless we accept the worry of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Embrace his worry, embrace his day, embrace his night. Halat and conditions, the owner of that is Allah. Beautifully the poet says, Ki Muhammad se wafa tune, Ki Muhammad se wafa tune, to hum tere hai, ye jahan cheez hai kya, lo kalam tere hai, adopt the wafadari and allegiance of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah says, I will become yours. I will become yours. What is this world? What is this world? Allah says, we will give you the pen of taqdeer. Write down your own taqdeer. But what is the condition? Come unto Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My respected brothers, Allah has brought... Allah has brought us to this Mubarak environment. Allah has brought us to this Mubarak ishtima. Great qurbani and sacrifice took place for this ishtima to come into existence. It is Allah's tawfiq, it is Allah's guidance. It is not a question of convenience. It's not because it's Easter weekend, or it's not because it's holiday time, or it's not because Roshni after 8 or 10 years has got the opportunity, that is why we came. No, my respected brothers, Hazrat Mufti Zainul Abidin Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, Allah fill his qabr with noor, someone asked him before an ishtima, they said, Hazrat, ye kiska ishtima hai? Whose ishtima is this? What was the answer that he gave? He said, the last person to come before Qiyamah, for that person to be saved from Jahannam and enter into Jannah, for that worry this ishtima is. For this ummah to come, once again, understand who we are and why Allah has sent us. What was the legacy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What was his dard? What was his concern? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he would go on journey, Sahaba say that the last thing he would do, the last person he would meet before he's going out in the path of Allah, going on journey, would be Fatima radiallahu anha, his beloved daughter. Then 2 rakat salah, and then in the path of Allah. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would return, the first thing, 2 rakat salah, and the first person he would meet was Fatima radiallahu anha. So that the period of separation from her would be the least, so much of love he had for her. When he returns from one such journey, when he goes to meet Fatima radiallahu anha, just looking at him, she bursts into tears. He says, Ya Fatima, ma yubki? Oh Fatima, why are you crying? What has happened? She says, Araka ya Rasulallah, qad shahuba lawnuk, wa khlawla qad thiyabuk. She says, I can see my father. Your face has changed color. Your clothes are tattered and torn. His appearance was emaciated. She says, Ya Rasulullah, I can see the way you are suffering. This is why I am crying. He said, Ya Fatima la tabaki. He said, Oh my daughter, do not cry, do not cry. Why? فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بَعْثَ أَبَاكِ بِأَمْرٍ لَا يَبْقَى عَلَى ظَهْرِ الْأَرْضِ بَيْتُ مَدَرٍ وَلَا وَبَرٍ وَلَا شَعْرٍ إِلَّا أَدْخَلَهُ اللَّهُ فِيهِ عِزًّا أَوْ ذُلًّا حَتَّى يَبْلُغَ هَذَا الْأَمْرِ مِنْ حَيْثُ يَبْلُغُ اللَّيْلِ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ مِنْ حَيْثُ يَبْلُغُ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم O Fatima, do not cry. Why? Because this hunger of mine, this suffering of mine, this pain of mine, this taklif and dukh of mine is not in vain. This is the water which is going to water the gardens of hidayat for my ummah. This is the fertilizer for the hearts of my ummah to be given the noor of iman. Oh my daughter, do not cry. Why? Because Allah has sent your father with such a deen, with such a dard, with such a pain, with such a concern, that that day will come. That the noor of Islam, the noor of hidayat, the noor of the legacy of rahmat and mercy of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will enter every home on the surface of the earth. Whether it is a baked brick or unbaked brick, whether it is a tent, where, no matter where it may be, the noor and the light of iman will enter. For that this qurbani has been given. For that this sacrifice has been given for this concern of humanity. My respected brothers, that day is coming. Wallah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam prophesied that day will come. The question is, who will be used for that? Who will Allah use for that? He caught hold of the hand of Abu Salaba Khushani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what did he say to him? Ya Abu Salaba. O Abu Salaba. A time is coming. Those who will hold fast to my deen and the effort of my deen, awalil mutamassiki fiha ajru khamsina minkum, Allah will give them 50 times your reward. Sahaba were shocked. 50 times khamsina minna wa minhu. Ya Rasulullah, 50 times the reward of the people of that time, or 50 times the reward of Sahaba? What did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? Bal khamsina minkum, no, 50 times your reward. Why? لِأَنَّكُمْ تَجِدُونَ عَلَى الْخَيْرِ أَعْوَانًا وَأَنصَارًا وَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يَجِدُونَ عَلَى الْخَيْرِ أَعْوَانًا وَأَنصَارًا. Why? Because, oh Abu Salaba, today there is an environment. Madina Munawara, men, women, children, each one understood their maqsad. Each one understood their purpose of life. Each one understood their mission. Each one had Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in front of them. There was no need to make tashkil. There was no need to exhort them. Each one had the dard, the pain, the concern, the worry of humanity in their hearts. Minimum tartib. I'm digressing. Minimum tartib of Sahaba Kiram of Madina Munawara. Mawlana Yusuf Sahab Rahmatullah Ali mentioned, minimum tartib was 4 months every year in the path of Allah. 4 months every year was minimum tartib of Sahaba. Oh Abu Salaba, today they are helpers. Today there is an environment. Youngsters of 14 years old would stand on their toes and say, Ya Rasul, accept me to side in the path of Allah. Zakwan bin Qais radiallahu anhu, newly married. First night with his wife. The water of the ghusl is still wet. The call comes to go in the bath of Allah. He's moving. She catches hold of his kurta. Where are you going? He says, the call has come to go in the path of Allah. If it is Allah's taqdeer, I will meet you tomorrow in Jannah. If it is Allah's taqdeer, I will return back to you. But I cannot stay back. That was the environment. Oh Abu Salaba, today they are helpers. Today they are helpers. Today there is an environment. At that time they won't be helpers. There won't be an environment. People will be questioning. People will be taunting. People will be pointing fingers. At that time, those who will hold fast to my deen and the effort of my deen, Rasulullah says, they will get 50 times your reward. My respected brothers, Allah has brought us to this environment. We have not come just to listen to talks. We have not come out of curiosity. We have not come just to attend the Jummah. No! We have come so that we can be transported 14 centuries back for the next 72 hours. We can witness for ourselves what was the Mubarak environment of Medina Munawara when my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was alive. What was his jazba? What did he want to establish in this ummah? What was his dard? What was his concern? What was his worry? Object of ishtima is to expose us to the environment of Medina Munawara in the time of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so that every one of us can make tawbah. Every one of us on the bottom of our hearts can seek the forgiveness of Allah. That Ya Allah, up till this time, up till this point, I was a businessman, I was a lawyer, I was an engineer. My goal was what? Make the one shop into two shops. Make the 1 million into 2 million. My goals and my aspirations of my life were what? Shifting the goalposts of this dunya. Ya Allah, I've come in this environment. Ya Allah, I'm making tawbah. I am making tawbah. And from now, Ya Allah, I've made the niyat that from now till I die, I will make the work of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the object of my life. Ya Allah, I want to drink Jam-e Kawthar from the hand of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in such a manner that my Nabi is smiling at me and I am smiling at him. This is the purpose of ishtima, for us to make this niyat and to make this tawbah. And tawbah ke pukhtagi ke liye, For death to come in our tawbah, our elders say we have to go in the path of Allah. We have to go in the path of Allah. We have to go in the path of Allah to learn practically what our maqsad is, what our life is, what the goal and direction of this ummah is supposed to be. So every one of us, my respected brothers, if we have just come for the Jummah or we've got some other plans, we make this humble appeal. Everyone that is here, make this niyat that inshallah, inshallah, till the final dua, we will not leave the environment of the Ijtimaa. Also inshallah. And others that are going, encourage them. If there's some absolutely pressing need, try and finish it and come back as quickly as possible. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.